Now to the latest in a bizarre mystery from the coast of British Columbia. 5 human feet have washed ashore there over the past year. The Mounties, the Canadian police, have been reluctant to comment, but they're talking now in hopes of quelling some of the wilder theories. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
How many feet does it take to make news? Well, last August, feet 1 and 2 made just a ripple. Foot number 3 in February generated bigger headlines. But with the appearance of 4 and 5, the story has gone around the world.
Oh, the foot!
Carrie Bettsworth is getting used to reporters here on Westham Island, a quiet speck of land in the mouth of the Fraser River. This is where 2 friends of his found foot number 5 in June.
They were working on the boat, getting ready to go up north, and it floated up against the dock, and they went, ooh.
Like the previous 4, this foot wore a running shoe, and there's no trace of the rest of the body. Speculation has run wild. One theory, gang activity in the suburbs of Vancouver, just up the river from here. Anita Larden says she's heard that one.
Yeah, they could be taking their victims and throwing one foot in the water. I'm not being funny, but I honestly think that's what people, it's like we're not sitting in our house scared or anything. It's just very weird. And now, what, they found one in Sweden?
That's right. Earlier this week, somebody found a foot in Sweden. Faced with fears of a global flotilla of feet, the Mounties have finally broken their silence.
Speaking to oceanographers, it is nearly impossible or next to impossible that there could be any link to the latest foot recovered in Sweden.
Constable Annie Linto is spokeswoman for the Mounties. On Thursday, she revealed more of what they know. 2 of the feet are a pair. The others are all right feet in different styles of running shoe. So far, they've found no DNA matches to missing persons. And perhaps most important, there's this.
There is no evidence that these feet have been severed. There were no tool markings and no visible sign of trauma.
The Mounties seem confident that the feet simply separated from their bodies, a conclusion based in part on the work of forensic entomologist Gail Anderson.
We've clearly shown that it's not unusual, certainly for ankles, legs, feet to become detached.
But feet come encased in shoes, buoyant shoes in the case of sneakers. Your foot is the one part of your body that travels with its own life raft. So if there's an accident out at sea, Anderson says, it's not surprising that the feet are what make it back to shore. And given all the boats and small planes navigating the often stormy waters off of Vancouver, she says an accident is the most likely explanation.
I don't think it is sinister. I think it's very sad. I think, there's a tragedies, several tragedies that have occurred here, and there's a lot of family members out there waiting to hear.
But why so many feet? Richard Thompson studies the currents in the Strait of Georgia off Vancouver Island. He says there's a lot of debris swirling around these Channel Islands, and he wonders whether people are now finding feet because they've started looking more closely at shoes that would normally have been dismissed as junk.
Once you find one, people start looking, and they don't ignore shoes anymore.
This case involves 5 feet from 4 different people, Anderson says. It seems like a newsworthy number, but maybe it isn't.
When you consider all of the missing people in the Strait of Georgia system, and including the U.S. and Canada, it's not a very big number.
And British Columbians, of all people, shouldn't be so surprised to find feet on their shores. After all, right in the middle of Vancouver, there's a neighborhood called Leg and Boot Square, named, the story goes, for a leg and a boot that once washed up there. Martin Costi, NPR News.